All right, brothers and sisters, we made it. It's Pastor Bob with your daily devotion series, Job, reading through the book of Job together. This is day 4, and we'll be up to chapter 4 today. Day 4, October the 21st. It's a really fall day today, isn't it? Kind of a beautiful, crisp coolness to the air. It smells different, doesn't it? It smells like fall. Amen. Well, let's get started. We've got chapter 4 today. We just, remember, ended yesterday with chapter 3, and especially this is Job's song of lament, right? That now, after all these things have happened, he wishes the day that he was born would never have happened. That's kind of the way he puts it. And he ends with these words, right? What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest, but only turmoil. And thus we come to chapter 4. And chapter 4, we begin to hear from one of the friends of Job. Remember, there are three friends of Job's who will try to reason with him that apparently he surely has done something wrong in the eyes of God, for he would not be so cursed if he hadn't. So the first friend is Eliphaz. Eliphaz the Temanite. So remember that name. It's Eliphaz. We'll be hearing from Eliphaz today and tomorrow. So this is kind of Eliphaz's chance now to discourse in a poetry format for us as he speaks to Job. Here we go. Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied, "If someone ventures a word with you, will you be impatient? But who can keep from speaking? Think how you have instructed many, how you have strengthened feeble hands. Your words have supported those who stumbled. You have strengthened faltering knees. But now trouble comes to you and you are discouraged. It strikes you and you are dismayed. Should not your piety be your confidence and your blameless ways your hope? Consider now, who, being innocent, has ever perished? Where were the upright ever destroyed? As I have observed, those who plow evil and those who sow trouble reap it. At the breath of God they perish, at the blast of his anger they are no more. The lions may roar and growl, yet the teeth of the great lions are broken. The lion perishes for lack of prey, and the cubs of the lioness are scattered. A word was secretly brought to me. My ears caught a whisper of it. Amid disquieting dreams in the night, when dead sleep falls on people, fear and trembling seized me and made all my bones shake. A spirit glided past my face, and the hair on my body stood on end. It stopped, but I could not tell what it was. A form stood before my eyes, and I heard a hushed voice. Can a mortal be more righteous than God? Can even a strong man be more pure than his maker? If God places no trust in his servants, if he charges his angels with error, how much more those who live in houses of clay, whose foundations are in the dust, who are crushed more readily than a moth. Between dawn and dusk, they are broken to pieces, unnoticed. They perish forever. Are not the cords of their tent pulled up so that they die without wisdom? And that concludes our daily devotion today. Chapter 4 of the book of Job. It's the first monologue from Eliphaz, one of Job's three friends. We'll finish that monologue tomorrow with chapter 5. And until then, may God have blessings on your soul.